Welcome to PA Trench News, your independent news report of Southern PA. We pick up where legacy media leaves off, making sure to follow the stories the whole way through. In Lancaster, on Friday, September 20th, Karina Solenzal-Rodriguez, who is 16, and her three-month-old son were reported missing from their Lancaster home. As of 9/22/24, I have not been able to find an update stating that the teen and the infant have been found or returned home. While searching for an update, I found a post from November 20th, 2023, where Lancaster City Police posted the same teen missing since August of 2023. Apparently, this is not the first time that she has absconded from Lancaster. In the 2023 post, the family stated to police that she might have been suspected to be in Alabama. It appears that during her 2023 departure, she had been missing since August 15th, 2023. The Lancaster police post was in November of 2023. What happened in the 3 months between the teen being missing and the Lancaster police being notified is a mystery. If you have any information, please contact the Lancaster City Police at 717-735-3300. My favorite Facebook comment regarding this matter is, "Why no Amber Alert?" That is indeed an interesting question. However, we would need clarification on whether the Amber Alert was for the missing 16-year-old or for her infant son, and that is just a whole other podcast in itself. In Schuylkill County, the Schuylk News also posted an article about a missing teen on 9/20/2024, Jamili Jarb, who is 17 years old. She has been missing since 9/4/24. Police believe that she may be in Reading, PA, with a boyfriend named Monty and may be in danger. Anyone with any information should contact the Pottsville Police at 570-622-1234. And finally, in case you didn't notice, yesterday on 422, there was a group of riders on ATVs, four-wheelers, motorcycles, and other miscellaneous sports bikes overtaking the road. People are reporting that the gang was blocking traffic, overtaking intersections, running red lights, and pulling out in front of people. There was also a video that surfaced late in the evening where the members were drinking at Turkey Hill in Wilmelsdorf and doing burnouts under the gas pumps. As most of us know, rural towns often do not have 24-hour police presence, which means that PA State Police are responsible for patrolling these areas. As far as I can tell, it seems that the ballsy bootleg banditos were able to rule the roads for the majority of the day. Local commenters on Facebook stated that the bootleg banditos were driving on sidewalks and overtaking established. Reading City Council has been working on amending ordinances to address some of the issues of the illegal ATVs, dirt bikes, etc. They are working towards coming to something that resembles an agreement to impose fines and require gas stations to shut off pumps when the gangs arrive. Legislation was signed in 2022 that bans people from driving ATVs and dirt bikes on public roadways, sidewalks, and pedicycle lanes. It also allows police to confiscate and destroy these vehicles. If you don't know, the rules are very strict governing ATVs, dirt bikes, etc. In vague details, off-road vehicles are not to be ridden on street. They must be registered, insured, and plated by DCNR. If you have ever been to FRO or AOAA, there are also waivers that are required to be signed before riding at the establishments, specific helmet and age restriction. Personally, I saw a couple on a moped riding on the side of the road trying to catch up with the group with their small child in between. I hate to state the obvious, but this is not safe. If you've made it this far, thank you so much for listening. If you're on YouTube, please like, comment, and subscribe. If you're on your favorite podcasting app, please download, rate, and review. Thank you.